All right, we're here. It's episode 10. My name is Jake.
What's the date and time, Jake?
What's the date and time? It's 9:45 a.m. It's July 12th.
Awesome.
Year 2021.
Year 2021, and I'm Mossy. Thank you for joining us on episode 10. Hey.
Yep. This is the monetization episode. This is the episode where I start putting in annoying ass ads for your listening pleasure. It'll be a good time.
That's gonna be a good
time. I'll try to splice it in mid word so it's as irritating as possible. Like right before Mozzie says something interesting, I'll cut it. Like cut the word in half, the critical word to understand the profound thing. I'll cut it in half. And then the ad will go between the word, the first half of the word and the second half of the word.
That's a great marketing. Great marketing.
And the way it won't even be like, it'll be midway in between a syllable. So the rhythm will be totally off. Even if you try to go back and cut it, it's not going to make any sense. You'll have to be like, you'll have to be very precise with the time, like clip here and then begin again here. Unless you have ad block. Then if you have ad block, then you won't hear it at all.
I don't think Spotify. Oh, Spotify.
It does. Yeah, Spotify Apple, Premium.
Yeah. Don't get premium, by the way.
Get premium. Don't get premium. No, get it. Get it.
No, don't get it.
Get premium. It's a great service.
You want the ads. Ads are better.
You don't want the ads. The ads are so annoying.
The ads are the nook and cranny, whatever.
The nook and cranny?
Yeah, yes. I don't know. Is it the... I forgot what you say. It's the bread and butter. That's what I was trying to say. Bread and butter.
The bread and butter?
Yeah.
I think it's bread and butter is its Discover Weeklies.
What's that?
Spotify will, you know, because you listen to all your music on it, it'll track your like listening personality and then suggest you songs, right? And like I have a pretty eclectic mix of music I like to listen to. But even then, it's still really good at predicting like music tastes for me on a Discover Weekly, and it does it every week. It's like 30 songs in a playlist, and like usually 1 out of 10 will make it into my like my jams. Like I actually like listening to the song, and I'll put it on shuffle. So yeah, like that's their bread and butter.
Okay, that's a very complex bread and butter. Ads are just way better though.
Ads are the shit ice cream. They're the shit particle in the ice cream.
that's
ice cream is pretty good, right? It's pretty good.
Ice
cream still appetizing when like a droplet of shit gets in there?
I think, well, you see, the general consensus is that ads are bad. But what if there's things in the ads you actually need and you didn't know where to get it and then the ad tells you?
I would Google
it. Dude. Like dick pills. A lot of people don't know how to get dick pills and where to get dick pills. And
let me tell you.
Provide them. Yeah.
You got to talk to a urologist.
Neurologist?
Urologist.
Urologist.
You really need to see Synecdoche, New York. It's time, dude. Like, how old are you?
I'm 27.
You're 27? You still haven't seen Synecdoche, New York?
Yeah. No. I'll watch it. Okay, well,
yeah, I mean, what you need to do is you need to watch it as a young man, and then you need to watch it as a man, watch it at every stage of life. You're still a young man, I guess. Yeah, you're still a young man. 27, yeah. That's a young man.
Thank you, Grandpa. Thank you. You're ancient.
Well, I'm 30. How old do you think I am?
You're 30, right?
I'm 31.
When's your birthday? Did it pass?
It passed. Yeah, it's passed.
My bad, bro.
That's fine.
I was probably locked. They locked me up. They had me locked up, so I couldn't.
You needed it.
I tried calling you.
You needed it. You were going crazy.
Yeah, I keep going crazy. That's like my new thing. It's a trend.
It's not a new thing. Come on. It's a recurring motif within your character.
Well, I mean, it's a new thing in the last 2 years because I was good for a while and then
yeah,
like, bam, bam, time to
wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Break into your house, play your Xbox, and
Oh yeah,
see you
dude, damn,
later.
those.
Good times.
I stole their clothes and I took
You
some
stole their
mementos. Like,
clothes?
I stole clothes and I took a memento. I took a little motorbike. I opened up all their Christmas presents too.
Jesus Christ, you opened all their Christmas
Yeah.
presents?
Yeah,
You're a fucking
dude.
monster, dude. What the
They
hell?
didn't, and I am just surprised they didn't press charges and they sent
Oh
my
my God.
wallet
Okay,
there.
hold on, hold on. Can we back up? Can we back up just a
Yeah.
hot minute?
Yeah.
First of all, can you just tell me the whole story? I don't want to like highlight bits and pieces of the story. I actually want the whole like you tell me the story experience of how this happened
Okay.
and what transpired.
Okay, so basically I decided that I was a mountain lion and my family didn't believe me, so they technically aren't my family if they don't believe that I'm a mountain lion. So I was like a
Because they're not
little
mountain lions. That tracks. That tracks. If your
yeah,
human
they're not
family
mountain
does
lions.
not believe that you are part of their family because they are humans and you're a mountain
Yeah.
lion, it tracks that
Yep.
they're not your family.
Yep,
That's
so I
just
had to
logical
go find
thinking so far.
that's the logic. And I had to go find my family that was mountain lion, so I was gonna run away to Yellowstone National Park.
Nice.
You familiar?
I'm familiar.
Yeah, so I drove from Rochester, New York on half a tank of gas and I made it to Erie, Pennsylvania. I got stranded, my car got stuck in somebody's driveway, I abandoned my car, and then it was freezing cold, so I was running around for like a couple hours in the freezing cold doing the Wim Hof method. And then I stumbled upon a house and there was a fucking spider right next to the house. I was like, I'm gonna kill you if you try to eat me. And then after that I just threw my jacket in a wash, and then I went upstairs, I ate some of their food, and then I opened some Christmas presents,
Wait, how
and
did
then
you get in their
I
house? Hold on, back up. How did you get in their
it was
house?
open it was open the
It was
door
open. You just
the
walked through the
yeah
front door or back door?
the front door I think was
Okay.
unlocked. So
Okay.
they were out of town or something, and they left their house for me because they knew I was coming, because they know they're a mountain lion family too. So yeah, that's basically the gist of it. I stole their mountain lion sweater. It
Okay.
was the leopard print. It was a leopard print. I was like, thanks, fam. And then
Did you
they
say
sent my
thanks, fam, in your mind?
no, I
You
said
took it?
when I entered the house and I was upstairs, I made sure to write a note on
Oh.
the kitchen counter. I'm like, I'm just warming up. Please don't shoot me if you come to the house. And
Oh,
then
smart. Yeah, that's smart. Okay.
I slept in their bed. I took a nap for like 2 hours, and then I was on my way again to Yellowstone. So that was that story.
You were. So these. You just. Did that family ever get in
I'm at a
contact with
loss
you?
for words. No, they didn't. They sent my wallet back for my jacket that I put
That's
in the
so
dryer.
sweet. That's so
Yep.
nice.
Yeah.
But
And they.
you were basically, let's be perfectly honest here, okay?
I
I'm
was being
gonna,
a menace.
okay. You were a crazy homeless vagrant
Yes.
who broke
That's
into their
accurate.
house and slept in their bed.
Accurate. That's very accurate.
Yep, that's
Okay.
100% what happened.
Yeah, they could have shot me and been justified.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking I had a horrible, terrible thought that I shouldn't share with anybody, but I'm going to share it on the podcast right now. If
That's logical.
either of us ever become the next school shooter, the other one will immediately become rich.
Why is that?
Because school shooters psychologically, they're extremely unique, right? We'll say extremely unique. It's like,
Right.
you know, and terrible. Like, and we want to guard against them. Like, we law enforcement wants to study them, and socially, we have a fascination with that type of personality because it's within our survival interest to be wary and to be able to identify that personality. You know, it
Right.
serves our
Why would the
survival.
other one be raised? Why would that other one be rich? 'Cause like we
Why would the other one be rich?
yeah.
Because everything about the school shooter would be evaluated. He would be
Oh, like the
on,
podcast.
yes. This would
Okay.
be like a glimpse
Well,
inside
if
the
you
mind
know, here's another
of the
theory.
killer.
Here's another theory. If one of
Huh?
us becomes really rich, so does the other. Instead of being a school
Nope.
shooter, we could, yep.
Nope. If you ever this listen, if you ever shot up a school, I would abandon you.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm saying if one of us becomes rich without shooting any schools, the other one will become rich too.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, because I'll show you my ways. I mean, if I
Yeah. Oh,
become
yeah.
rich,
Okay. Yeah. All
if I
right.
become rich, then I'll just show you the ways
What's
and
rich?
then
How much money is rich?
$1 million.
If you have a net worth of $1 million, then you're rich.
Yes. Yes,
Okay.
that's rich enough. That's rich enough in my book.
I think I can get there in like 10 years.
That would be dope.
That'd be dope. Hold on. Let me see. What's the spreadsheet say? This is the point in the podcast where Jake breaks out a literal spreadsheet and looks at it to see.
And
'Cause I
actually,
have, when you do what I do, you have projections into the future, and those are stored on a spreadsheet.
yo, actually, that's something I wanted to talk to you about.
Don't, let's not
I
talk
asked.
about it on the podcast. I don't want to talk about
No,
it on the
no, no, no,
podcast.
no, no. This is relevant. It doesn't have to do with the market, whatever. But it's like one of my friend's friends, has a spreadsheet on how to manage his sleep and time and everything like that, and so to avoid going manic. I need you to
Smart.
create me a spreadsheet. I need you to create me a spreadsheet that avoids me going manic. I mean,
Avoids you going manic.
yeah, like it's a spreadsheet just of statistics of how to the with percentages of how not to go manic.
Oh, Christ, that's a big job. That's a big ask.
I'll pay you
You'll pay me? How much
$5.
will you pay me?
$5.
An hour? $5 an hour?
Yeah, $5
Done.
an hour.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I'm okay,
Okay.
let's do that. Like
All
we'll
right.
have like an initial consultation, which will be part of the $5 an hour, the consultation part. And we'll design a little design document together. I'll try to program in some like efficient algorithms with using my not
Can it be
math degree.
$5 in total? Can it be $5 total?
No, absolutely not. $5 an hour. And if it needs more than an hour, you keep paying me. You keep me.
Okay.
Actually, I think we should break it down a little bit further and just say, it's going to be just $1 every 12 minutes.
Oh,
Just
okay.
$1 every 12 minutes. Not 50 cents every 6 minutes, or God forbid, a quarter every 3 minutes. That would be crazy.
That's a little confusing. Why not just
How is it
$5 an
confusing?
hour? Why not just $5 an hour?
It's the same thing.
Wait,
Just
is
different denominations of time.
it? Okay. Oh yeah. Okay, you're right. Damn, I'm not good at mathematics and denominations.
I don't expect it to be precisely an hour either.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
So like
Yeah. If you
we get
could.
into this weird situation where like, oh, round up, round down, but then,
Yeah, but
the situation
I
is
will pay
easier when
you.
there's smaller increments of money.
I will rob a bank and pay you $1 million if you can stop me from
Don't
going
rob a
manic, though.
bank. Don't rob a
Well, I
bank.
mean, I will if that's what it takes
Don't
to
do it.
not go manic
Don't
again.
do any felonies. Don't do any violent crimes.
Is that part of the is Are you doing the spreadsheet right now? Are
I'm
you
telling
is
you,
that
just as a person, don't do
Oh,
violent
okay.
crimes.
Okay, well, I mean, if you can okay, fine. I'll create a bank and give you all the money from my bank that I
Nice.
created
Okay.
if you can stop me from going manic, because I it seems like I
Okay.
can't do it. I need
Well, you don't
help.
have to do
I
all
need a
that. You
team.
don't have to do all that. We
Okay.
can make a little spreadsheet. My spreadsheet of how much my net worth is going to be only goes out to 2026. And there I'm at 300,000. So
Okay.
that's really far away. $1 million, that could take way longer.
I
Million
think I can get to
dollars.
into $1 million in the next 6 months.
6 months? How are you gonna do it?
Yeah.
How much capital do you have right now? How are you gonna do it?
I have $20 in my account right now,
Okay, so
but I
you're
can.
gonna go from $20 to
Yep.
$1 million.
Yep.
How?
I'm going to help people fight the Freudian perspective.
Okay.
With your help.
With my okay. I
How,
don't.
if the world is designed to have everything be about sex, how would you make it not about sex?
Okay, and can you repeat the question real quick? I want to give this an honest answer.
So if the world is designed for some people's minds, their minds are, you could say dirty, but it's just a way of thinking. Like my way of thinking is like everything has to do with sex and a lot of things. I mean, not everything, but majority of things like replicate something about sex. Like when people
yeah,
are speaking,
right. Yeah.
When toothpaste, brushing your teeth,
yeah.
Anything that, so like, how do you think of it in a different way? I know there's Protean and then there's Jung. Jung thought a different way. I don't know what he thought. Jung's perspective. From that. Yeah, Jung's
I think the alternative an alternative perspective, like
yes.
taking on an alternative perspective first, because like you know, like your system of perception, it can change. And you can like do conscious things to alter it.
It's really
and one of those conscious alterations is taking on a different perspective. So instead of like, because like I'm not even gonna try to invalidate the Freudian perspective, because everything really kind of is about sex. A lot of things are.
Right.
But you know, as like a thing to base your whole life around. Probably pretty bad
yeah,
idea.
I I'm trying to base my life on love instead of lust.
What's love?
Love.
I mean, what is that? That's basically the same thing, right? Love
no,
is
love
just...
is different than sex. I mean, lust is sex. Love is like, I mean, you can make love in a relationship too, but love, if it's about love instead of lust, then it's kind of love trumps lust. I don't know.
I would say to anybody who trumps love, like a love perspective over a Freudian perspective. Like, I don't know, man. I think you're just talking about a different kind of sex. You're just talking about a different kind of sex. It's the same thing.
Isn't love? No. I'm talking about like the love you have for your siblings or your mom or your friends and everything like that. So like, instead of looking at like all my girlfriends that are girls in a lustful way, I look at them in a loving way where like I'm trying to not objectify them, I guess.
What? I mean, yeah, I mean, that's all valid, but you can take on other perspectives and not.
Tell me one perspective you would take on.
Okay. I would say like, utilitarian perspective would be a good way of looking at things, you know, like, so a utilitarian essentially tries to maximize happiness. And so there's a bunch of different routes you could go with that. You could either go like, well, happiness as utility as defined by happiness could be my own happiness, or like total amount of happiness experienced by all consciousness.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right. So you can go, you can either try to perform actions that maximize your own happiness, or you can feel, and like sometimes those actions are doing the action that creates more happiness for the rest of the world, right? For the more happiness overall. We'll just say happiness overall. And personal happiness. We'll like draw a distinction between those two. And sometimes it makes people happy to do the thing that makes overall happiness. You know, like teaching people things is very rewarding because you're moving information from your mind. You're copying information from your mind and putting it into another person's mind, whether it be like. And that person then uses that information in a way that's more efficient. So you've made the world better just when you teach people. You make the world a better place by teaching people.
Sense.
You make your immediate surroundings a better place when you teach people things. When the people around you can be better, then you're better because you're around better people. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. So that's the perspective I try to take on things. But sometimes I adapt a Freudian perspective because sex makes me happy. You know, sex is really like, it's very enjoyable.
It is.
It's the best physical sensation in the world.
Known to man and woman. Yeah, well, I mean, physical, it is, but then ecstasy is also really good. The drug, I've done some ecstasy in Mali. I think that's that bad.
I've never done those.
Really? Oh, you're missing out,
nope.
Buddy. Instead of the trip you were planning, do Mali instead. Try to get Mali.
You know what? Here's my, I've totally altered my trip plan.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what the new plan is now. I'm going to get 4 tabs of acid, maybe between 4 and 10 tabs of acid, right? And then I'm going to wait until I get really sick, like I have the flu or something. And I'm going to do the I'm just going to try to trip acid through the sickness. And then either I survive that or I don't. And if I do, I'll have a much higher appreciation for life, I suppose. but inevitably, I'll end, like, my consciousness will end up in the alive one. No matter what happens.
Where we were, you said you altered your trip.
We talked about different perspectives. We can go back and listen to this. This is going to be great. It's going to be great going back and listening to the podcast. Because you miss a lot of parts. you miss some parts.
On here?
Yeah, for the parts when you're gone.
Okay.
The parts when you're gone.
I love the parts when I'm gone because you get the stage.
Yep.
You get the whole stage and you know what to do with the stage.
Oh, yeah, you know. Like, you know I know.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Where are you been? Let me smell you.
Yep. That's not how the song goes, but yeah, that was an experience. The classic me eating Doritos and doing the ad read at the same time.
That's
you know,
good.
That
yeah.
one was yeah. pretty nice.
Yep. Yep.
I got the one where my audio last episode was totally fucked, right? I turned myself down. I turned myself down, but I wasn't turning my volume down. I was turning like the microphone sensitivity down. So it didn't catch any of the quiet bits. It didn't catch any of the bits where I was quiet and whispering. And sometimes those are the best parts.
I really like the movie review. I really like the movie.
You think we should bring back the movie review?
Yeah, bro. Like, I've been watching the older movies from 2000.
You know what? Let's just tell each other what we watched.
Okay.
Have you watched any good movies? We'll each tell each other a flick. This will be flicks. Okay. We watched some flicks, and I'll be like, "Yo, man, you watch any flicks recently?" And you'll be like, "Okay, yeah, I watched this one movie. Here's what happened in the movie."
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Flex on some flicks. Let's flex on some flicks, bro.
Let's flex on some flicks. I'm down. I have my movie. I have my flick. If you're down to share your flick, who's gonna flick first?
I have. You go first. You go first.
No, no. I want you to flick first, just to know,
okay.
Just to prove you have it.
Flex.
You got to flick.
Oh, flex. Flex first. You mean?
Yeah, flex the.
Flex the.
Yeah.
Flick. Flex the flick.
What's?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
I watched The Matrix, bro. Mind fucking blowing.
The first one.
The first one. Yeah.
Nice.
Dude, it's way more darker than I thought it was. The Matrix, way more darker than I thought. Like, there's a part where there's a part where humans are being used as batteries, and once they're done,
that's the premise,
they just get regurgitated back into the system, but like the babies are drinking the blood and the juices of the old humans. God, that was some eerie shit, man.
Yeah, the machines took over and then they completely subjugated us.
Damn.
Used us for nightmare
shit right there. So
mm-hmm.
So that makes me want to watch all the other ones too. So that's
mm-hmm.
and Neo I just didn't understand when Neo got shot and died, how why he didn't die, because he's the
Because he's
one, but like,
Jesus. Because he's the chosen one.
okay. But he's he got shot in the Matrix and he didn't die in real life, which was like okay. He died but then came back to life right away, so I guess that makes sense. This
Yes, he
that's like
was,
the gate.
what's the word? He was resurrected
Wow.
by the
By
power of
Trinity.
being the one. Trinity's love too. Yeah, that could do
Yeah,
it. Yeah.
Trinity's love, yeah.
You know what? Actually, in the text of the movie, yeah, it was Trinity's love that like brought him back from the dead.
Yep. So then, once he becomes the one, he just dives into an Agent Smith and just obliterates him. Oh man, that was really, really like,
I gotta tell you, man, you're glossing over a lot of the
what is glossing?
Glossing is just skimming over.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of great parts. So yeah, that's my
Yeah.
flex. That's my
Okay.
flex on the flicks. What's
Okay.
yours?
You know, I saw a movie called Leaving Las Vegas.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Leaving Las Vegas is it's a Nicolas Cage movie where Nicolas Cage plays a man who, from the start of the movie, he's just a degenerate alcoholic. He's already in the part of the movie, and he's already in the part of the movie where. I'm sorry, let me back up. It's just sometimes I just say bullshit, okay?
It's
Let me just
okay.
back right up.
Okay.
The start of the movie starts in a restaurant. It opens in a restaurant with these two people talking. And they're like film executives. And it looks like they're on a double date, essentially, like two beautiful women, two professional gentlemen, and they're just having a good time. And then this awkward looking, very abrupt, very shaky looking dude comes in, and he starts talking to one of the guys. He starts talking to one of the guys, giving him shoulder rubs, and asking him if he has any money. And then he so he's you see that guy, and then like slowly throughout the movie, or like the next scene, you realize that this guy is the main character. He's the main character of the movie, and he's an alcoholic. He is a degenerate alcoholic that destroys relationships. That is the first scene
Degenerate, eh?
of the movie. Oh yeah, complete degenerate. He's a complete degenerate, and so he gets fired from his job because he can't stop drinking. He drinks all the time and he can't stop. He's always hammered.
Always hammered. My
He's always
friend,
hammered or like has the shakes. It's one of the two.
that's not good.
So he goes through life like, and he gets fired. I'm going to gloss over some scenes. I'm going to gloss over the bank scene where he can't hold the pen correctly. So he gets fired. He gets fired and gets a hefty severance package. Gets a hefty severance package, and he decides to burn all of his belongings and move out to Vegas with the
Burn?
objective, yeah, just burns all of his things. He just burns all of his things and takes his car out to Vegas. With the express purpose of drinking himself to death. And so,
Okay.
as the movie goes on, you essentially see him befriend a prostitute and start living with a prostitute who he never has sex with. He just lives with her. She loves him, for some reason.
For some reason.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense in the movie because he's a complete He's a complete drunk. He's a complete drunk, but he has like these moments of being very charming.
Drunks can be charming, yeah.
Yeah, he has these moments of being like extremely charming. And I imagine if you are drunk watching the movie, you think this is the coolest guy ever. But if you're a sober person watching the movie, you're like, this guy is sad. And like, oh, he's cool. Oh, fuck, what am I watching? You know? You know?
Damn.
Like, you know, sometimes when you like identify with Merceau from The Stranger.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And you're like, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Oh, no. This is not cool. This is not a cool guy. Right?
Right.
And that's, that sticks with you. How to, yeah, that sticks with you. And so it was really, weird movie. And it was a wild ride, but it was good. I probably wouldn't recommend it, though. I probably wouldn't recommend it to literally anybody. No, it's intense. It's intense, dude. It's not chill. Huh?
Did he die?
Yeah, he, the girl basically fucks him at the end and he dies right after.
Oh, okay. That's a good way to go, I guess.
And, the screenwriter, I think either the script is adapted from the movie or the guy who wrote the script and the author or somebody, as soon, like, I think the novelist of this, of what's it called? Leaving Las Vegas. It's based on a novel, I think. And then, like, basically, the scriptwriter, the screenwriter, killed himself 2 weeks after it was picked up by the studio, I think. Yeah, so the guy who wrote the script, I think. Yeah, really interesting movie. I'm not going to like read Google while I'm on the while I'm on the podcast. But
yeah, that's dope.
Probably wouldn't recommend it. I mean, if you like existentialist, nihilistic antiheroes, if you like those things, probably stop liking them. But if you're not committed to stop liking them, watch Leaving Las Vegas.
Okay.
And continue if people who are in like people who are in the nihilistic rut, it sucks, man. But I think I know how to get out. I think I know how to talk those people out.
Nihilistic?
Yeah,
nihilism. Like I know nothing matters. I know it's like nothing matters. But
all of these.
How do people get there?
How do people get there?
Yeah, because I think everything matters.
Well, people get there by first the realization that God isn't real, and like all of these predefined conceptions, they're all written by men essentially, and so there is no such thing as this. There's no such thing as an afterlife, and so all these rules that were designed around getting to the afterlife, they don't really apply because they're based on lies and constructions. They were constructions by man to control, in order to control him. So therefore, these human constructions of meaning, they have no meaning. And like, so it starts with like skepticism, like that realization leads to skepticism.
Okay.
And that can lead to nihilism. The nihilism from skepticism of like questioning the validity of these different different perspectives, other than like the what's the older word? Fuck, theological perspective.
Theologians.
Yeah, like going from that to like skepticism, and then I guess the next like logical step would be existentialism, where like belief in oneself. Like you had like really, really, really early philosophers and really early existentialists like Descartes, who were like, okay, so we have to start with like we have to build our foundations on what we know to be true. And start with nothing is true, except I am thinking. I am thinking right now. I'm thinking. So that's true. You can hear yourself thinking. So that's true. So and you build on that. You build on that.
This is for nihilism.
Well, no. So okay. So I guess we're along the journey. Oh, how do you get to nihilism? So I think one step back from nihilism would be skepticism, just like basic skepticism.
Okay.
It's probably just skepticism and atheism combined. Well, nihilism itself is like nothing matters, like not morality isn't real. Ethics is like another human like sets of human values hold no value. That's essentially nihilism's perspective. Sets of human values are valueless. They're null.
Okay.
It's like skepticism to max level, I guess. Skepticism. It's max level skepticism. And
Max levels, okay.
yeah. But that's not the whole thing. There's like more to nihilism than just that. I think nihilism is just a bad philosophy. It's a really shit outlook that leads you to horrible places. And it's a trap. So yeah, I think yeah, to answer your question, how do people get into nihilism? They go atheism. Atheism, skepticism, in denialism.
Okay.
Trauma can help. Yeah, trauma can help people get into nihilism as well. I say help. That word's doing a lot of legwork there. Are you off the call again? What is the deal?
No,
Like,
I'm here. I'm here.
okay, you're here?
I'm here.
God.
I'm just distracted at playing some StarCraft.
You're playing StarCraft while
Yeah,
on the
yo.
podcast.
What am I supposed to do? Just twiddle my thumbs?
Talk to me. Just talk to me. Focus your attention on
I'm
talking to
asking.
me.
I am talking to you. I'm asking
You
you
kind of
questions.
are.
I'm asking you questions.
Okay.
I don't want to be like the main speaker. I think you have the floor when it comes to
I
that.
feel like I talk all the time. I feel like we could rename this podcast to Conversations with an Asshole. Because like I
No,
dominate
conversations with a
conversation.
G. Dude, okay, let me just tell you
It's
about this.
terrible.
Dude, how difficult do you think it is to deregister an administrator from a school's computer? Like, let's just say your school gives you a computer, and you can't download any games on it, right?
Okay,
Because
sure.
there's the school is the administrator. How difficult do you think it is to wipe out the administrator on a computer, and make yourself the administrator?
How expensive is this laptop? How expensive
This
is
is
it to buy a
probably like a
replica?
couple hundred. This is
A
probably a
couple
couple hundred.
hundred?
Yeah.
So 200? A couple is two. So
Maybe two to
two.
three hundred. Two to
Okay,
three hundred.
300?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it would take me more hours to teach myself how to do that and figure out how to do that and implement it longer than it would. That process would take longer than just me working the extra hours to go buy one.
Get this. My nephew, my 14-year-old nephew that barely speaks English, figured out how to do it.
That's cool.
He's a fucking genius, bro. He's like the next Steve Jobs genius, 'cause like I can't figure shit like that out, and I'm into computer science and everything, and he basically like wiped out the main the system's administrator. I don't even know how to do that on my computer. That's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Get genius computer hackers in the house.
We got genius computer hackers in the house. He could definitely be a hacker. He hacked into my sister's Facebook.
Did your sister by chance just leave her laptop open with
No, no,
her
no.
Facebook?
No, she
Okay.
dared him to do it. She said you can't do it, and then he did it. She
He
took
probably
control.
socially engineered some sort of situation where you could see
Yeah.
it. Easy to do.
Maybe.
Remember, a lot of people used to say, "Hack my Facebook," but when
Oh
really,
yeah.
they just left their shit wide open.
I bet you. I mean, if you really get into coding and everything like that, it probably gets really easy to hack people's accounts and everything. I'm surprised all my card information, bank account information isn't stolen yet from my phone. I have it saved on Google Notes. Google is pretty secure, right?
I trust it. I put my fucking blind faith in it, man. That's because that's what I
Yep.
do. And if shit all collapses, then fuck, man, I got played. But I'm not trying to build the shit on my own. What am I? Am
Right.
I gonna build all the services that Google has? Fuck no. There's no way. So I use Google. It's super convenient for me. And you know what? If you're about to go through some sort of like hypothetical doomsday situation to try to get me to stop using Google, I'm going to tell you go fuck yourself. But that's just my position. Are you going to stop using Google?
No, not I'm
No,
not.
you're going to keep using it.
Yeah,
You're just like all
Google's
the other
gonna go.
sheeple, dude. You're just like all the other sheeple. You just feed your information
I'm
and your
try.
credit card information
I
right
think I
into
want
the
an Apple phone
to
next. I
Google.
want an Apple phone.
You want an Apple phone? Oh, so you're more your information get protected by the government because they refuse to release
Just got rights.
information to the FBI. I don't know who I'm doing here. I don't know where I'm from exactly, but.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Was I Ozzy Osbourne? We'll listen back. We'll listen back to it. I don't think I was
All
ever at any point Ozzy Osbourne.
right, you have my full attention now because I got my ass wrecked.
Okay.
But so yeah, yep, you got my
That's cool.
full attention. The guy was like, stop playing this game. Focus on the conversation, lovely conversation you're having with your brother Jake. Because it's really important, and
That's what he
one day you're
said.
gonna look back. Yeah, he said all that and just kind of
In
like,
chat
I,
and start
yep, in
in battle
chat,
in
yep,
BNet
yep, and being that chat. And I was like, well, fuck you, you can't tell me what to do. And then he's like, I will because I'm gonna kill you now. And then he
Yeah.
killed me.
How did he kill you?
I attacked his base with all my army, and he had a really good defense. And then he teleported all his battle cruisers in my base,
Damn. How many battle cruisers?
like 17. Not
Oof, that's
17,
a
not
lot.
17, not 17. Like 9, 8 or 9. It
Eight
was
or
a lot. I
nine?
didn't have, he destroyed my whole army, maxed out army, and then when they're destroyed, yeah, he brought 8 or 9 battle cruisers and just took
You
out
got
my
fucked
base.
over by battle cruisers, man. Did he
He
sneak
sees,
in and did
bro.
you see them from a distance or did he just teleport?
No, he teleported. He
He
definitely
tell Did he
teleported.
teleport
Yeah.
aggressively, like right on top?
Right on top of
Damn,
my
dude.
mineral line. Yeah, and
Oh,
everything.
God, dude,
Yeah.
that sucks.
There's no way I could have recovered from that, but he has 1911 MMR.
Did you just say 1911?
1911, yeah. This guy's a terrorist, by the way. I'm gonna say his name
You
on
gotta track him
podcast.
down and beat him at StarCraft, dude. You gotta fucking find him on
I'm gonna
ladder.
I'm gonna say
Send him
his
a friend
name on
request.
StarCraft. Yeah, I'm gonna dox him, knox him right now. His
Don't
name is
dox him.
Search. His
Nope.
name is Search. He's
Don't
a
do any of
he
this.
is he's a 911.
We're
Okay,
not
fine.
gonna
Okay.
do targeted
No,
harassment
fine.
on this
No,
podcast. It's not
we're not. He's
allowed.
cool. He's
It's one of the rules.
cool. Yeah, one of the rules. I'm gonna add him as a friend just 'cause he's better than
Okay.
me in StarCraft. I'm just being bitter. Hey, I'm gonna be right back. I'm gonna go grab a drink. I'll be right
Okay.
back.
Okay.
All right. Did you record anything about any ads that I should talk about?
Oh, yeah, there's one ad. It's for, oh man, it's for female shoes. And I'm gonna need you to do the narration for it. You need to do the
Okay.
ending.
Like sexy heels or like just shoes that are sportswear?
Sportswear.
Okay. If you want your feet to smell as bad as your vagina,
Okay, well, we'll cut it there, and that'll be quite enough. That's just about enough of that.
I'm kidding. If you want at least put like you got at least crotch, then you should go for Nike Express shoe wear.
Nice.
That's I think I'm getting better at the advertising as we go. It might seem like I don't know how to positively advertise anything anymore, but it's just part of my tactic.
I think we should play a game called Devil's Advocate. And in this game, one of us is the devil, and the other is the person who's trying to outsmart the devil.
Okay, fine. So,
Okay, here's how the game works. The
okay.
devil will put forward two ideas, one of which is a genuinely, one of which he genuinely believes is a good idea. And the other is an idea that he genuinely believes is a bad idea, but he's trying to sell it really well.
Okay,
And the
okay.
guesser, if they guess wrong, they have to give the other person $5.
Okay.
No,
How about
$6 and 66 cents.
then? Okay, 60. That's a great number. Okay, how about give them the money when you see us? I mean, when we meet,
Nope,
then how can
Venmo. We live in this world where no, real accountability. Real.
all right, fine,
Real
fine. But can
accountability.
we do 2 out of 3? Can we do 2 out of 3 and not
Sure,
just like one?
you know what? How about this? I'll give you one further. We'll do five practice rounds. We'll do five
Okay.
practice rounds. And you know what? Actually, four practice rounds. That way, each of us can play the devil twice. Each of us can play the guesser twice. So four.
Okay. By the way, in this one I like the lighthearted stuff, so I'm gonna do music on this
You
one.
just did an ad that basically equated to if yo pussy stank, then buy these shoes.
I said if you want it to smell as bad as, yeah, if you want your poopy to smell as bad as your unaddressed
Okay, I didn't realize
female part.
there was that
Yeah,
clause
cause
in there.
yeah.
There was
You
an
go.
additional idea tacked on to the initial.
No,
Yeah,
you
okay.
got me wrong. I said I like this lighthearted I
Oh,
think this
you want to be
podcast is
lighthearted. Okay.
No, I know I don't. I don't. I'm saying this podcast seems lighthearted, so I'm gonna put music in this one, okay? I'm gonna put some melody in
How are
this
you going
one.
to do that?
After we in the editing process.
I will do the editing.
Okay, so can you put music in this one?
Yes, I will even put
Okay.
songs.
Not like a
I will be writing music as well that I will be putting in the podcast. And some
Okay.
days I will
Okay.
be singing live on the podcast.
don't you start right now?
I'm not at my
Walk it
desk with the
when you talk it,
computer.
bro.
I'm not going to
Walk
do
it when
that.
you talk it.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do a
Acapella it
cappella.
right now.
That is cringe as
Acapella.
fuck. Anytime anybody does a cappella, it's always cringe. And
Acapella.
it's a bad look, and I'm not about it.
Come on.
I'm not
Come
about
on.
anybody who's about it. A cappella is bad.
Okay.
People who do a cappella should feel bad.
Okay.
And I'm not
All
going to be
right.
one
Fair
of those
enough.
people.
Fair enough. Let's start the game. Let's start
Let's
the
start the
game.
game. Do you want to be the devil or the guesser?
I'll be the guesser.
Okay. All right. So there's these two movies, these two horror movies. The first one is it's a horror movie where there is a curse, the curse of the Ouroboros. The Ouroboros is an ancient snake that is eating itself. And so anytime anybody engages in the act of self-cannibalism, the curse is fed. The curse is fed. And I'm talking like any form of self-cannibalism. If if you eat your own boogers, you're feeding the curse. If you bite your nails and eat them, you're feeding the curse.
Okay.
All things that could be interpreted as cannibalism, sorry, self-cannibalism, feed the curse of the Ouroboros.
All right.
It feeds this curse of the Ouroboros. And the stronger it gets, the stronger the Ouroboros gets, the more it is trying to perpetuate itself. So the more that people passively engage in nail biting, booger eating, scab eating, the, you know, all these little habits that people have, all these little gross things that people do, silently, alone, while they're by themselves, feeds this horrible thing that once it gets big enough, it becomes a socially accepted practice. And even whole cultures and whole separate universes are based on maximizing Ouroboros. So think of
maximizing
how much of the curse of Ouroboros is being fed.
Okay. This game is getting confusing. So is this like two truths?
No, this is either a good idea or a bad idea.
Oh, it's a bad idea.
You think I think it's a bad idea?
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about an idea for a horror movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then I think it's a good idea. You think it's a good idea?
You haven't even heard both ideas.
Oh, well, give me the second one. Sorry. I'm jumping.
Okay, so this is the... You're already saying this is the bad one? You think it's a bad idea.
I'm saying this is a good horror movie, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so the other one is an action movie. The other one is an action movie.
Okay.
Where... All right, so long ago, the continent that became America wasn't always America. Well, it started with, like, Native Americans, I guess. British people and Europeans all, like, colonized the northeast part. And it functioned as basically, in the beginning, as a nation state of Britain. So Britain was, we were basically part of Britain, but not really Britain. We were a nation state because we were just a bunch of settlers and exiles. But eventually, Britain was much more powerful than us as well. They had way, 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 way more accumulated wealth. But a lot of people who were really, really industrious I don't really know very much about the colonizers, but we'll just say a bunch of people colonized America, and they did a genocide of the Native Americans. And then they formed a country, right? They formed a country. And then, but there was another country who was like way more powerful than them.
This is an action movie?
This is a sci-fi movie, but this is the backstory of the sci-fi movie.
Okay, so it's based on a true story.
No, it's not based on a true story.
Oh, okay.
It's a sci-fi movie.
And then it's based on a true story.
This is almost fairly insulting as a process because I'm trying to pitch two good ideas and you're just saying they're bad.
I'm not saying it's bad. The first one is a good horror movie. This just sounds like America's.
Okay, but this is just the back. This is the backstory. Think of like
a bad one.
But like at some point, we fought the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
We fought the Revolutionary War and we seceded from England. We became our own civilization. And then like, okay, and that was like 1776. But what about 2776? Where there are a bunch of aliens who have come and they have superior technology and they have basically subjugated all of the Northeast United States. Basically every part of where like our government is, and I guess they also have a series of military ships that are above our United Nations, all of our embassies, and all of our military bases. Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear
I
me?
can hear you now. Can you say something?
Yes. So what's the last thing you heard about the last movie?
A bunch of native ships.
Aliens. Aliens. All
Aliens.
the aliens, like the aliens have such a huge abundance of technological advancement. Like they have superior technology and superior weaponry.
So this is the movie. This is the sci-fi movie.
This is the sci-fi movie. This is the real universe of the
Okay.
movie that you're seeing. And
Okay.
above all of the embassy buildings and basically all of our government buildings in like every major city and every military base and every embassy, there is a battleship overhead 24/7, like a huge satellite that just blocks out the sky. It's just there. And it's always looking at us. We know it's there. We know what it's for. And but at some point, we fight against the aliens. We fight, that would that's the movie opening, right? That's the situation of the movie opening, right?
Okay.
So you have the backstory of like the Revolutionary War, and then the movie opens, and it's 2776, and we are basically the nation state of these hyper advanced aliens. And we have to fight them. We have to fight them with our military. And we got all different types of people in the military. And it's cool. And we fight them with jets. Okay, so
We fight them
now
with jets. Okay,
we
so
do.
you
Yep, we
did
do. And
two.
those are the two ideas. And which one's the bad idea?
The bad idea is the horror movies. I'm not a fan of horror. I like the
Well, which
other
one do I
ones.
think is the bad idea? That's what I'm really asking you. Which one do I think is the bad idea? Do you want me to elaborate at any, and also at any point, you can
No.
ask me to elaborate on any of the choices?
Yeah, okay,
This is
so
a terrible game. I don't like this game.
I think you think Ouroboros is a bad idea.
Okay, no, I actually think it's a good idea. I think
Ah,
that's a, I
damn
actually think that's a great idea for a horror movie, and I think the other movie is super dumb. It's basic. I'm
super dumb.
basically trying to describe Independence Day, but only slightly cooler and more. It's jacking itself off more over being American. It's super Independence and Freedom Day.
I like that better. I like
You
that
would
better
like
than
that
the horror
better?
movie.
Yeah. Well, that's because
I
you're a
like it
fucking
better than the
cretin.
horror.
That's because you're a cretin, and you have zero taste. You have terrible taste in media and culture. Sorry, I can't hear you because your mic quality is so low, like your taste.
What? You can't hear me right
I can kind of hear you.
I'm outside. I'm outside. I
Yeah,
am
okay,
smoking.
well, I don't know if what does this t what does this say? I think this, I mean, you have to go now. It's your turn. I'm disgusted by this game I've created.
Okay, here's my game, okay?
Okay,
I
all right.
think
Wait, no, you have to play one run. You have to be the devil.
yeah, I know I am. I'm going to be.
Okay.
All right. I'm thinking Ben Shapiro should host our podcast for us because he's a very intelligent man and he
Okay, is
knows
this
how
a
to
good
speak
idea
really
and a bad
fast.
idea?
Yeah, this is a good idea and a bad idea.
Okay, one of them you think is good and the other thing you think is bad.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the first idea, Ben Shapiro coming on and hosting the podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
Okay.
my first idea.
Okay.
Him hosting the podcast and asking you a ton of questions and pissing you off to the point where you get triggered to the level where like you can't take it anymore and you just tear him and try to tear him a new one, but he can speak faster, so he defeats you. That's the first idea. The second idea Yeah, I think is I think Kamala Harris should
Ben
run
Shapiro
for.
wouldn't beat me unless he's holding a microphone. If I'm holding the microphone, I beat Ben Shapiro.
Well, I mean, it's passing the microphone. It's a dialogue, not a
Well, I could mute
monologue.
him at any point because it's my podcast. I could at any
No,
time mute
it's his
him.
podcast because
Nope.
he's gonna be hosting it. He's
Well,
gonna be
okay,
hosting it
that I
fast.
wouldn't
He's
come on
gonna
his
be a.
podcast. I wouldn't come on
Let's
Ben
get.
Shapiro's podcast.
No, he's gonna
I'm not
be
gonna call
taking
I'm
over our podcast for
He
a
has a
day.
podcast. He has a radio show, basically. and it's on YouTube.
No, but I'm saying he takes our podcast for a day.
Uh-huh. So he just gives it a whirl. Podcast. He just gives it a whirl.
Yeah. And
okay.
And yep. So that's the first idea. The second idea. I think Kamala Harris should run for president after Biden's term is over.
Okay, so like one of those you think is a good idea, one of those you think is a bad idea?
Yeah.
I think you think the Ben Shapiro coming to the podcast and hosting the podcast is a bad idea.
You are correct, sir. Fuck that.
Okay.
Yes, you are correct.
You want to go again?
I do.
You want to try that one again?
Let's do a different game. Let's do two.
No. We have four trials. Come on. You can do one more time.
But yours is so long-winded. It's hard to keep up. It's like I want to play two truths and a lie.
You need to cultivate a sense of intellectual fortitude. Okay.
Hey man, I have intellectual fortitude, but when it's boring, when you were just telling me America's history for like 5 minutes. I'm like, okay.
Damn, a whole 5 minutes, okay. Dude? Holy shit. How the fuck? You're a fucking champion for powering through that. Holy fuck, man. Are you kidding me?
I'm gonna roast you
when you say crazy things.
Well, you know, I'm saying history class. You're like giving me a lesson in history class.
That's yeah. Like, well, I'm not really giving you a lesson in history class.
Can you make them short? Can you make them?
I'll try to be more concise, okay? I'll try to be more concise.
I'm short, like 30-second ideas.
Okay, I'll try to be more concise.
Hold on.
With mine. You go again, and you only have to go one more time, right? And then I'll go.
Thanks,
and I'll
buddy.
I'll deliver it in a nice little neat package.
Okay, that's good.
Go fuck yourself.
That's a bad idea. You think that's the bad idea? Saying that to people, go fuck yourself, is a bad idea.
I think it's appropriate sometimes. I think it's a good idea to say within. I think proximity is a factor. I think you can say that to people over the internet. Probably not. You don't want to say it to the wrong person within the proximity of them slapping you in the face. You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Oh man. So okay, fine. I mean, if you want yours to be long-winded, it can be. I'll just do my best.
You gotta have patience. You gotta fucking develop a Zen mastery.
Okay, Zen mastery. I will do that. I will develop it right now. Go ahead. Okay, give me your two ideas.
No. You gotta go first because you go first. And then you only have to go one more time, and then I'll go. All right, and then it'll be over.
Okay.
All right.
I think we should change the name of the fruit mango to the fruit no sugar rush.
Okay. Can you give that to me one more time?
We should change the name of the fruit mango to sugar rush.
Okay. Elaborate.
And the second idea.
Elaborate.
Because mango is I'm a literal person, so
you don't like the word man in there. You don't like the word man being in there.
No, and I don't
man go.
No, because go in my language means to shit.
Okay, so man shit.
Yeah,
that's a mango to you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you need to change that shit to something else.
Yep.
So, sugar rush.
Sugar
so,
rush.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. All right.
And then I think that we should ban pistols and all guns from all walks of life. Nobody can. I think we should take all the
firearms. The first one's a good idea. The second one's a bad idea.
Okay, you got it. Okay, you got it. You got it. See?
All right. Okay. I realized I hate this game and I don't want to play mine now. But I will. It's okay. You remember what happened the first time. The first time we played this game. Three rounds ago.
Okay, yes. This is round two. This is the second round.
Yeah. This is the this no, is this is round 4.
No.
This is round 4.
You did one, I did one. I did two.
We said 4. 4 as a sample, 4 as a test.
Oh, okay.
This is round 4.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
So, I'm the devil now, and you. So I got into heaven twice, just so you know. I'm in there. I beat the devil twice. You're a terrible devil. You need to work on your devil skills. That's some weak ass shit you're putting down. Just gotta throw it out there, okay? Also, you hurt my feelings by saying my idea was a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know, that's the part that hurts. That's, you know, come on. That's a good ass idea for a horror movie. It's truly terrifying. Think about it.
Wait, you have to say that again because your audio cut out for a minute.
I'm saying you hurt my feelings a little bit. You hurt. See, this is pathetic because I set this up. I set this up myself, and now I'm getting my feelings hurt because of the result.
Wait, what happened? When? With the first example?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Okay, all right.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
All right, let me try to think of like round 4 and then we'll close this out cuz we've been doing this, it's an hour and 13 minutes now. So we'll close this out after this round and then I don't know what we'll do. Okay. So all right, so let's think about social media, right? And it's it's a cool thing, right? Social media, everybody likes being social. On social media, it's a good way to it's live diary. It's live diary and it's information and you're it's yourself out there and you're getting validation from other people. And it's all cool. It's all cool. I want to have so you have the evolution of social media was I guess Facebook first and then MySpace, which was terrible, and then Twitter, I guess, and Instagram, and then TikTok. And as the evolution goes farther down, it's fewer and fewer things. So Facebook had a whole profile and a thing that a wall essentially, and then Twitter had a max number of characters, and then Instagram, I think it's just pictures, right? It's just pictures. And then TikTok is very short videos. I guess that's a bump in complexity from high quality images to I guess very low, very, very, very low quality 5-second videos. So it's getting more and more base level. Right. So I think, if you have some sort of platform that is just think of stylized, extremely stylized text, but just one word. And the front page of the website is the word with the word with the most upvotes, and there's 7 of them, and they form a sentence. And so, that's the vibe. Whatever the vibe is of the day, unchill, that's a word that's on the front page. And then some days it's the election, and it's election. And then some days it's Martin Luther King Day and you go MLK and it gets so many up to votes, dude. It's going to be so good. All the different days and just one word statuses. And you can change your word, right? You can change your word, which will change your contribution to the count. But that's the one idea. Okay. That's the one. We're done with that one. That only took me like 2 minutes to explain. Okay. And then you have a movie. No, sorry. It's not a movie. It's a show where currency within the universe you are witnessing is determined by how much screen time, how many lines of dialogue, and I guess that's it. How many lines of dialogue you're saying within the universe and how much screen time you get in the universe is tantamount to it is tantamount to the real world currency of the universe. And each time the camera cuts, one more person, one more character starts existing within the universe, either on or off screen.
Okay. Okay.
So that's the second idea. That's really clear and concise. So which one's which one's the bad idea?
The first one, the first social media one is the bad one.
Okay, you're right. Yeah,
all right. Good. This was a good game, good show, guys. Thanks for joining Jake and Mozzie, Geronimo and Mozzie, blah, 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 on the podcast with us today. Jake told me to go fuck myself, which I will remember for the rest of my life.
You better. As it should be.
Anything else you got to say to the audience, Jake?
I love all of you. I love you all so much.
Wow. You were nicer to the audience than you are your best.